Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Stop everything you're doing. The help hotline is back. Yeah. It's going to be different in this series. Instead of asking you to call us, we're going to dial out to all sorts of people throughout this series to help them with their problems. Gee, William, who have we got on today's episode?
In today's episode, Jordan, we have the very lovely Jessica Foster-Cue.
Foster-Cue?
Yes.
That's a great name. Jessica Foster-Cue, she's really funny.
It's when there's a line forming for a tin of beer.
Foster-Cue.
Yeah.
Hey, F5! Check you out being a massive lad.
Thanks very much. Jessica is a comedian.
I'm looking forward to this.
She's also been nominated for the Best Comedy Award at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, which is marvellous.
She does a podcast called Hoovering, which is about food, like people eating. It's
really I'll be honest, I did think that was about vacuum cleaning. I thought this is the place I can go finally for a review as to whether a Miele, a Sebo or a Dyson is the best.
Yeah, because it actually hoovers...
The answer is Miele, just for those that were wondering, because Dyson's, there is only one level of suction and you can't change the
hoover's
suction.
Hoover's a brand name. We're not allowed to say it on BBC.
Really?
I meant to say vacuuming, but I never say vacuuming. I'm going to hoover.
Right.
Shall we crack on then?
Shall we dial her up?
Let's dial her up.
Hello, Jess.
Hello.
How the dickens are you?
I'm pretty well, thanks, actually. I'm in pretty fine fettle.
Oh, good. That's a nice old phrase.
I've not heard that in ages. Fine fettle.
I know. Do you think it's quite midlife crisis of me, I think, as a 36-year-old woman to start using language like that? I just think it makes me sound like a nice young Dickensian child.
No, I like it. I like it. When I used to work behind a bar, a fella used to say it to me. I used to give him a pint. He always go, it's good fettle, that. It's fine fettle.
Can I say something, Jess, and I hope you take this the right way, because people say it about me, but I think it's about you. You sound older than you are. I think it's a good thing. People hear my voice and think I'm 70 and fat.
And well, you're not 70.
You shut both your faces.
No one's been so bold until you to just straight up say you sound old.
You sound like Jennifer Saunders.
You sound amazing. Okay. It's the first
and
thing
and that's
I
a compliment.
I mean, I'm literally friends with their daughter. She's literally old enough to be my mum. So thank you so much.
No, but I think that's good. I think it's better to sound.
Do you want me to take the shovel out your hand now, pal?
I don't mind. Genuinely, I was just thinking about this yesterday, but the older I get, the happier I get. So I'm bang up for getting older. I don't think it's an insult to be told. Yeah,
no, I must admit, fine. When I heard you then, I was like, you've got a great voice.
Great and old. Yeah.
No, not fine. Old. Older than you are, because you are in your early 30s.
Do you want to carry on insulting our help hotline guest, or should we crack on, William?
No offence intended.
Jess, we ask our help hotline callers three questions. First question, how would you introduce yourself to the Queen?
Oh, I imagine I'd probably go a bit like Kevin and Perry. Not that I'd want to, but in reality, I imagine I'd be like, hello, please. Hello, it's really lovely to meet. Thank you very much for seeing me in your home. Thank you, please. Assuming we were in her home.
Producer Ben did that with Nick Grimshaw recently. He did that one. I introduced him to Grimmy.
It's a different type of Queen.
Hi, Grimmy. How are you, mate?
Grimmy, yeah, please, thank you.
yes, please. Yeah. Jam sandwich, please, Miss Patterson.
I imagine, do you know what? I think I'd be so nervous about getting it wrong. And I don't know what the rules are. I'm scum. I'd go deep. I'd go deep, hard, can't get it wrong. I'd drop to my knees, strip, flagellate myself, beg for forgiveness for everything I've ever done. I'd treat her like a
sounds like an evening with Prince Andrew.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd go.
Producer's telling me that that's going to be cut, but it's definitely not.
I'd go deeply low status and say, it's lovely to meet you, Mom. Shame about some of your family. Do you want to be best friends? I'm a comedian who flirts with acting and writing. And isn't it great that all the people they've got playing you on Netflix are so fit?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot to talk about.
Who is your favourite royal, Jess?
Oh, God. I'll be honest, I struggle to bring myself to give any fucks.
That's fair enough. That is fair enough.
I'm who's going my off favourite you. Royal? I'm going to go for... I'll just go for Meghan.
Okay. Nobody ever says the Queen. Nobody said the Queen yet.
I think a lot of people say the Queen. But... I think everyone's favourite member of the royal family is the Queen. What we mean is, who is your second favourite member of the royal family?
Okay, yeah, if that's just a given, that the favourite is the Queen.
I once did a programme for Channel 5 called Top 10 Favourite Royals, which was a really dull programme.
The start of his career.
Guess who number one was? I mean, it was not much of a surprise countdown.
Diana?
No, the Queen.
What?
No, it was Alive Royals.
Oh, okay.
Not like Henry VIII.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I thought, in my head I was delving through history there.
Yeah, big fan of William IV.
I'd love to do one of those Channel 5 programmes.
Anyway. Would you? Well...
I watched an Aldi Lidl one recently. It was really good.
Crashing on our podcast, we drink gin and de bonnet. Have you ever had a G&D? Have you had the D?
No, I've never had the D, which also means something else, which sounds like a terrible admission at 36, so you've never had any D. But no, I've never had de bonnet.
We'll have to get you some de bonnet.
If I like it's
could you post me some de bonnet in exchange for...
Put you some D through the post.
I'd love that.
It come about because William once said to me, I think it was in the first series or the
second
series.
I didn't understand what it meant because I don't have a filthy mind.
William said, will you pass me the D? And I said, do you love the D? And he's like, I love the D. And he was saying, yeah, I love the D.
And the Queen does as well. It's her favourite drink.
The Queen loves the D.
Yeah, she loves the D.
On a weekend, she's been known to take 3D in a day.
Hey! William's face, I wish you could see it.
My knighthood out the window. Never mind, I have to settle for a British Empire medal.
I'd rather have a Blue Peter badge.
Yeah. True.
So if you got offered a damehood, you'd probably turn it down.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like if that were ever to happen to me, it would be late enough in my career that the family members I've got who would have liked me to have taken it will be dead. So yeah. That's all right. And... I don't know anything about the royal family because I don't care. So genuinely, you're like, when you said, who's your favourite member of the royal family? This is how my brain works. I just was thinking about characters from Game of Thrones.
See, it's weird
genuinely
because...
I quite like Tyrion. And it's like, I'll think of a real one, But I just think of fictional kings and queens. I think they're so much more interesting than real ones. In reality, it's not very comedic. But when I think about the royal family, I feel... deep sense of pity. I know that they have a lot of things given to them that lots of people have to work for, but also I think when you work for things, you have a purpose in your life and you are a happy person. And I just think that, oh God, it must be such a bleak life to have, like, no reason to exist. Everybody either loves you for nothing or hates you for having it too easy. And you've just got... you're so detached from reality and humanity... and your whole life is just sort of some veneer of purported philanthropy. I just think it's weird. It must be a weird and gross life. From looking at the things I love in my life, I think I'd hate to have any of their lives.
Right, well, before we start all building the scaffold, shall we crash on?
Okay. Yeah, let's crack on. Go on, William.
Before I make everybody cry.
What's your problem, other than the fact that clearly you don't like the monarchy? What's your problem?
I'm... really worried that my 3-year-old is already a sexist. And also that he, just as a sort of sideline to his sexism, is a fucking thug.
Oh, wow.
At 3, that's a lot of issues to have.
Yeah.
Right, so let's get this straight.
Let's take the sexism first. What? Give us an example as why you think he is sexist.
So he said to me recently, "Mummy, are you going to work again?" Yeah. And he went, "Why?" And I said, "Because I love it. And for money." And he went, "I'm going to come to your work and I'm going to be the best at it." And I said, "Are you now?" And he went, "Yeah, yeah, I can put my own coat on." As if that's all it takes to be a comedian, sticking your own coat on.
He sounds he like says, 80% of CEOs, doesn't he?
Yes! And he said to me once, "Don't dance, Mummy, not while I'm eating."
He sounds like controlling husband as well.
That last comment, I would say, in his defence, to defend the three-year-old, isn't necessarily linked to the fact that you're a woman.
"Don't dance, Mummy, I'm eating."
He might say that to anyone that is dancing in front of him.
He wouldn't. He finds my dancing repulsive. My dancing and singing, he screams, "Top it." Sometimes when I'm just talking, just this morning I was with friends and him. He'd got a hot chocolate out of me. We're sat in a nice, very child-friendly cafe and we're just having a conversation at this sort of level and he turned around to me, put his hand, he's got some massive hands, he put his massive thug's hand over my mouth and went, "Too much noise."
Sorry, we shouldn't be laughing.
And this is once he walked in, he was playing with my friend's kid and they were playing with a jar of coins. And I'm bringing him up in Catford in Southeast London. First of all, he filled all his pockets up with the coins. And my mate was like, "Very Catford." And then he strolls out to the garden where I was sat with the other mum. And he just went, with his pockets full of coins, he went, "I'm a man with money." And walk back in again.
That's often the worst combination.
He's a right character.
He's a sexist. He's chauvinistic, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. So is there any other things that he's done?
Haul him in front of a tribunal.
Get the EU on him while you still can,
yes.
He says sometimes, "I'm quite higgledy-piggledy in how I dress. I'm not a glamorous dresser-upper. When I do, like if I'm on my way out to work, say if I've mustered up a particularly snazzy jumpsuit or something," he'll say.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you wear something pretty, that's when you look beautiful.
Well, that's quite nice.
I mean, no, it's a bit chauvinistic.
But he's three. He is, in his defence, he has yet to fully work out that might have, if a 33-year-old said that to you, bit of an issue. Yeah. But a three-year-old, I think it is naive. It's a very, but in a very innocent way. And I think that's nice.
Yeah.
What does he say about other girls his age? Like, does he play football with girls his age or does he play toys with them? Has he ever said anything to alarm you?
Well, so I'm trying very hard not to... I've not gone deep. He's not called Laserbeam or anything like that, but I am trying to make him... I basically, about once a day minimum, have to explain there's no such thing as toys for girls and toys for boys. Mm-hmm. He's got, from somewhere, from the world, he's got this idea that some things are for girls and some things are for boys. It's weird, isn't it? I don't know. Yeah, he plays all the things with all the boys and girls at his nursery. Doesn't seem to... Sometimes he'll say, "Jamali's bigger than me and Elise is younger than me or smaller than me." But he doesn't sort of seem to do that on gender. And in terms of his thuggery, in great news at least for the sexism, he's just as violent with girls as he is with boys. So that's something. And he's too thick. He's clever enough to articulate what he's done, but too thick to know to lie. So, for example, I picked him up once from a gymnastics class and I said, in front of all the other families, "How's gymnastics?" And he went, "Great." And I said, "What did you do in gymnastics?" And he went, "I didn't listen."
Well, to be fair, I didn't listen in gymnastics either. It hasn't hindered me in life.
But he will, like, you know, his nursery, well, sometimes you'll pick him up and they'll be like, it's not been a great day, you know. He's not been listening, which means he's beaten the shit out of someone. And he'll be, you know, he'll be like, if it's Joshy, once he's like, yeah, I smacked Joshy in the face and I pushed him in the chest because he wouldn't share. And you're like, right, well, we don't do that. But then if it's a girl, he'll be just as honest. He'll be like, yeah, I pinned her down by the neck. And
well, and that's that women wanted to be treated equally than men. So yeah, that's
good.
That's
what's
now happening. Yeah.
I mean, if anything, as a ray of light, it's quite a sort of shady, dark ray of light to have at this stage.
Maybe the issue is
meters out his violence fairly.
Is what you said earlier, is that you are raising him in Catford.
Yeah, I know. But Catford's gentrifying.
Oh, is it come
yeah.
on?
Yeah. I mean,
practically no grass
slowly.
Left.
No, that's not true. I mean, keep telling people that because I don't want anyone else to move there because it's mine. Okay. But I live smack bam between two massive, gorgeous parks.
Now, it's that sort of possessive attitude that's transferred to your son.
Yeah, it is actually. Do you know what? So one of the most poignant things for me about this whole issue with him is that it's entirely from me. Not the sexism, but all of the
aggression. No, definitely not the sexism.
But all of the aggression. So he's recently started making a noise when he's frustrated, which is, oh, which is exactly what I do.
Yeah, I do that.
And yeah,
well, children do copy their parents,
yeah,
generally, and at that age.
What's your advice then for
yeah,
Jess?
Yeah, what's my advice?
And a son with the big fuggish hands.
Well, look, I'm going to give you the... I'm going to suggest you
that
do
fleshy
what...
fleshy shovels.
What's he called, by the way?
He's called Rudy.
I suggest you do what my parents did with me, and it really shaped my life. Yeah. Aged 5, they sat me down and made me watch all of Keeping Up Appearances. And
that's good advice.
Made me into the man I am today.
That's great advice.
Really like it.
I was going to say, might be controversial, and I know it's 2019, just give him a good crack round head.
No.
Right. I don't think we should hit kids these days. I was very rarely hit, but a crack round head every now and then.
Not hard enough.
And I'm saying this to you because a crack round head puts you in your place, right? Because if you do them all the time, it doesn't have any effect. One crack round head. Let me finish, right? I was back home recently and I was speaking to my brother and I swore in front of my grandma. And out of nowhere, my mum just came and cracked me around head.
I did drop a croquet mallet on my brother's head once. We obviously are not endorsing or condoning violence towards anyone, especially children, in this podcast. We're never doing this.
I think the minute I'm violent back to him, I've lost my upper hand. I've lost the moral high ground. So I hear you, but I'm not going to take the crack around the head advice until, like your mum the other day, he's an adult, in which case, yes, please. As soon as he is genuinely bigger and stronger than me, then I will turn to violence if he continues.
He's only 3.
Before we, that's
a fair point.
Well, but let us know how you get on with the Keeping Up Appearances
suggestion.
Thank you,
I'm really excited about Keeping Up Appearances with him in a year's time. That's going to be really great.
I mean, if that doesn't work, remember.
Got it.
Now, we are doing, in a few weeks' time, we are doing the Manchester Podcast Festival, which I believe you have some experience with.
Yes, it's brilliant.
Yeah, we've never done it before, but we're very excited. Any tips for us? Can you give us some advice?
Just get out and about in Manchester if you get a chance, because there's so many brilliant things going on.
Yeah, well, I did actually, I know this might sound a surprise, I did actually used to live in Manchester for 10 years, so I'm...
What?
Yes, no, I know. Yeah, I got a bit lost.
That's how we met.
Really?
Yeah, we did meet in Manchester.
Because you have a podcast, don't you, called Hooverin?
Which
I
listened to, and it's. I thought it was going to be about vacuum cleaners, and I'm all for that.
I think that's a common assumption. It's about eating.
Which
I've
is fine, I'm
the
all
word
for
Hoovering
eating as well.
For eating.
Oh, is that what you say eating is?
Hoovering.
My dad says troughing.
Troughing. It's not all eating isn't Hoovering, but you know when you're really smashing it in, that's Hoovering. I've just hoovered up an ice cream or whatever, then that's
Hoovering. We'd say I've just smashed a Mackey's.
Love smashed. I'm using smashed a lot at the time. I think it's really nice.
Is that like smashed avocado?
Demolished. You can smash. Yeah, then you've got a double meaning there, haven't you?
No, you know, like when you're hungover and you say to your mate, oh, I was rough on Sunday, I smashed a Mackey's.
Oh, yeah, I say that all the time.
I siphoned a McDonald's restaurant large meal. smashed it in. Yeah, I've got a podcast all about eating. And Manchester's so lovely. And, you know, unsurprisingly, I would say my favourite thing to do in Manchester outside of a podcast at the festival is eating. There's some amazing places to eat there.
Cool. Well, thank you very much indeed. And I hope we have helped you as you have helped us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Get those Patricia Routledge box sets out.
Great.
And let us know how it goes.
It was great to talk to you.
And you, take care.
I look forward to going to Rudy's first candlelight supper.
Oh, God.
Bye, Jessica.
Thank you so much indeed, Jess.
Thank you,
Jess.
Bye.
Great. Thank you.
That was great.
That was very good. I think I gave excellent advice. You gave advice that potentially will get cut.
I have noticed this recently. As I'm getting older, I'm turning into my dad. I whinge about the price of everything. 4 or 5 years ago, I couldn't give a monkey's how much a pint cost. Now, I really look into it before I go to a restaurant or a bar. I really couldn't give a monkey's. Now I'm starting to do stuff.
Right. Well, that's good.
A crap round head never did me any harm. Oh, my God, I am turning into my dad. Did you ever get hit as a child?
No.
No, I never got. We never got, like, pasted. He used to say, I'll give you a pasting.
I fell off the side in the utility room. Aged, I think I was 18 months.
Did you never get...
I was just bouncing in my little sort of basket thing and I just bounced myself
off. I remember when I was younger I got my back leg slapped for swearing. I'll slap your back legs.
I think we should... Ben, you and I should do that with him.
Slap your back legs.
Next time you're late, next time you swear, next time you're smutty...
For me...
You'll have to have them amputated. We're going to be hitting you that much.
For me, the threat of getting an hiding. It was a hiding, a pasting or a levering. The threat of it used to... I'll give you a good hiding, lad. Carry on, I'll come up there and I'll give you the best pasting of your life. Carry on and you'll get a good levering, lad. I'll pull this car over and I'll lever the lot of you. I feel like this is therapy. Yes. I feel like this is why I've got so many problems.
Now, there's nothing more you like than a good leathering now, but...
Anyway, Northern Parenting at its finest there.
If you enjoyed this, G and Divas, share it with anyone. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back very soon.
And remember...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.